Well, joining me now, live in studio, special first-time guest in here, and it's John Oliveira. He is the Mass Commission for the Blind Commissioner, recently appointed. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is an honor to see you again.
Good morning, Christine, and it's a great day here on the South Shore, and great to be here with you guys.
Well, we're glad to see you. As you know, right in our building here, we have TIC, the Talking Information Center. Mm-hmm. I just ran a little bit of that Radio Players Play, which is a radio station for the blind and print handicapped and low vision. So I thought it was a nice tie-in.
I've listened to those before, and they do a great job.
Isn't it amazing? They sound like professionals. Now,
excellent.
For people that are not familiar with the Mass Commission for the Blind, tell me, what do you do and who do you serve?
Well, we serve, there's approximately 28,000 people who are blind, legally blind here in the Commonwealth. And we serve those individuals by providing vocational services, social rehabilitation services. We serve children. We serve adults that are looking for work. We serve adults that are looking for social rehab and are just looking for some of the training skills so they can learn how to manage their vision loss. Mm-hmm. And we serve seniors.
Well, it's interesting. You said how they can manage a vision loss. I imagine some of your clients are blind since birth. Others, through whatever, whether it's diabetes or some other illness or accident, may lose their vision. So I imagine that's a very different experience for those people, and you have expertise in both those areas.
Correct. Yeah. Majority of our consumers, about 70% of those registered consumers, are folks who have lost their vision later in life. And so a doctor registers them with us and declares them legally blind. That means that they still have about 10% of usable vision in many cases. And so they have some usable vision, but they are legally blind and no longer can drive and read regular print, those types of things.
Now, you have a long relationship with the Mass Commission for the Blind. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
I do. I was blind at birth, so I was registered at about 5 years old. The reason I wasn't registered sooner was because I was born in the Azores, and my parents didn't move here until I was about 4.5 years old. So I received the services as a child. I received the services as a vocational client and went through college and then moved on to working. And when I graduated with a master's degree from Boston College in rehabilitation teaching, I sent a resume to the MCB. They had an opportunity there at the time, and I had been living in New York for a few months doing an internship. And then they brought me in and interviewed me, and I've been with them for a little over 36 years now, actually.
That's terrific. And I know over the time, the programs that you do change and technologies change, and you always try to adapt to that. One of the most interesting things I found out, I remember when my mother lost a great deal of her sight she had bad cataracts, and she lost about 70% of her sight very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to people who had no vision, and I was surprised to learn that a lot of people wrongly, I believe, assume that everybody who's blind reads Braille, but that's not accurate.
No, that's exactly not accurate. Only about possibly 10% of people who are blind read Braille, and most of those people are people who are blind at a very young
mm-hmm.
age,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you can develop your skills so you can read efficiently so that you can read books at a good speed and that sort of thing.
If somebody is listening and they have lost most of their vision, or they have a relative who they think could benefit from some of your services, how would they get in touch with your office to find out how you can help them?
Well, the first step would be to visit your eye doctor. If he declares you legally blind, he'll submit a form to us and we'll reach out to you. Otherwise, you can call us at 617-727-5550 or go to mass.gov/MCB.
What's the best thing about your job? Because you never stop smiling. You always have a smile on your face.
The best thing about my job is that we serve the folks that we serve. We make opportunities, create opportunities, and give people a lot of hope that they can continue to live and have a good, productive life. And that's a great feeling to have when you come to work every day, knowing that every day you have an impact on improving people's lives.
You do make a difference, and we appreciate you having you in studio, and we are going to put this in this interview up online so we can listen to that again, and we hope we have you back in here again soon. Thank you so much for joining us again. He is the head of the Mass Commission for the Blind, Commissioner John Oliveira. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Have a great day.
You too.